Blog Talk Radio.
My name Wale, and I'm a Virgo. Look. Special occasion. Yeah, I put that Mac down,
Word.
She put that Mac on,
yeah.
That mean I got more game than that Capcom.
Word.
I applaud her,
yeah.
I take my hat off. I give her good wood, she gon' be hacked off. Jim Duggan, Margiela, every color.
Word.
This loving you, get your groove, so stellar.
Word.
Stellar, and you ain't even gotta ask. Might not be your first, but I'm better than your last.
Better than your last. Make a fella spend money that he don't got. Cause it's that high, better be good.
It better be good.
Yeah. If I'ma get it, it's too damn. Show enough, keep a man at home when I put it on. You better be good.
You better be good.
Yeah. If I'ma get it, Lord have mercy, keep you thirsty. I'ma need you to prove you're worthy.
Oh.
You won't find another like this. Cause you know that you know what to do with it. See, baby, what I got, one and only. And if you want this love, come and show me. But you gotta be good. Come and get it, whoa, can't tell me no. When I put on a show, anything I ask for, you better.
You better.
If I'ma get it, so mad, no lie. So damn good, make a grown man cry. You better be good.
Okay, I know what to do with it. 4 minutes, cool, nigga, I'm a fool with it.
I'm
more than happy to throw it at me, I go and get it. This Louis rag is a yellow flag, no, I'm official, huh? You know I'm giving you the biz, girl, huh? Don't be the...
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your host, Timon Zaldain. I have my co-hosts on the line, Mediza, Andre, and Ron. What's up, you good black people?
Minimum.
Hey, good people, what's happening?
What's up?
I got a little bit of a cold, so my voice is horrible.
Go ahead, my
cold.
And
Don't start, because my sister gonna say, how you get a cold in Arizona? Because it fucking gets cold here. It snowed here last week.
It ain't snowed there in 30 years.
It snowed just last week, friend.
I know it just snowed last week, but it ain't since before then. It hadn't snowed in over 30 years, probably.
Exactly. So in order for it to snow, it had to be very cold.
I'm going to need you not to use your voice. You going to sign language the whole show.
I need
Ron, wake your ass up.
Wake up, damn it.
Wake your ass up.
Ron is really sleep. What the hell? He's snoring.
He
Hi, Dre.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Dre. Hi,
What's
Dre.
Up? I'm here.
Where's
okay. Hello. So we're out here.
Where's Taylor?
We're here at the park. Where's Taylor?
No, I'm not being serious.
Maybe she at work.
I'm being serious. No,
I don't like this drink I just made. It's not my best.
But tonight we are talking about red flags and what not when it comes to relationships and stuff. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Please understand that we drink, smoke.
Well, not smoke. Well, we drink because I don't smoke. I don't know about song. But we drink because they're inappropriate things. Because we all your inappropriate friends. Friday.
net. So, yeah. So, that's what we're talking about. And the reason why we're talking about this is because me and Ron were having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ron's back. Me and Ron were having a conversation. Okay. He's back. He's here. Present and accountable.
What's going on, good people?
Hey, boyfriend.
Hey, what's going on, man?
I sound bad. Don't talk about me, okay?
Oh, I'm going to.
Don't talk about you. To your face.
Sound like a little teenage boy going through puberty.
You sound like you got a staple in your throat.
I hate you so bad.
So yeah, we were having a conversation, Amash.
Yeah, me and Ron were having a conversation the other day about red flags. That's what we were talking about. We was like, no, something that made him stick and stay with a situation longer than what it needs to, when the red flags were there, but he wanted to ignore them for other reasons. So that's what we're talking about.
Why I gotta be he? Why you gotta shout me out and be like, he had red flags? Why you just can't say people see red flags? Why you gotta put it on me?
Why are you getting on the situation. I mean, we can talk about some other red flags, some other situations that I've been watching, but I mean,
I don't care. I don't care. I'm just wondering why you're trying to shout me out.
Oh my God, how crazy.
Hey, Leon, you was the dude I was having a conversation with.
I was about to shoot my brother. True.
I don't really like this.
So then we were having a conversation, and Marge was like, you know what? That is a great topic for us to have on Friday. And here we go.
The first question is, what are some red flags that you see in relationships? What's a red flag?
Well,
we get y'all's comments. Well, then go to the Facebook page and get those comments. Ooh, yep.
Whatever. You know how you get that feeling inside of you, that like that scratching feeling or that little uneasy feeling or whatever that you ignore?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you get that feeling, that's your gut, that's your nature. That's the Most High talking to you. Don't ignore that shit. Because when you ignore that voice that's talking to you, even though the voice may not sound familiar because you ain't talked to the motherfucker in 5 years, you know what I mean? Or you've been so used to ignoring shit that it's second nature to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
I say pay attention to that shit because, as I say, eventually always happens.
That's
so motherfuckers be like, you know what I'm saying? I'll wait for, you know, females are good for this, but dudes are good for it too. Trying to say, oh, they do this now, but when they get with me, they ain't gonna do that. They gonna do that shit 5-6 times with you.
Over.
Yeah, because that's who they are.
And worse.
Absolutely.
I agree to that.
Now, everybody can agree, but when Medisa agrees, she's going to have to hit the number one because we don't want to hit her.
Shut up. I didn't go to the other job today, but I didn't want to call out tonight. So please give me props for being here, even though I'm sick as a dog, sir.
I'm glad you're here. Does that mean when I'm always here?
Trey, shut up. See, I'm like talking about you right now.
Sawed off, and the other one, my arms tied behind my back. I got to come in. So you bringing your ass?
Ain't nobody talking about you.
Let me try to damn fake sick. You can lay up with that man.
I'm not trying to fake sick, nigga. I don't have to fake sick. Okay.
I got my eyes on you.
Yeah, I know your number. Don't make me break all your ass. And it's supposed to be daylight saving time. And it's supposed to be shut up. Run. And it's supposed to be daylight saving time. So you're going to be 3 hours away from me. So I will call your ass at 12:30.
I got time today. I want all the smoke.
He got time today.
He said he want all the smoke. Okay. You stupid.
You want the exhaust pipe, the chimney,
exactly.
The fucking pipe. You want all that shit.
She ain't going to tell nobody. She going to be on lockdown when the clock strikes 12. She can't talk after 12 no more.
What's that line from Wayne? They say you best tell your little boyfriends they ain't brought that over here.
Lies.
I hear that shit.
Lies. Lies. All lies.
She got caught with her ass for a payphone.
They don't even have a payphone no more,
Ron. Shut up. Yes, they do. I had to go to the auto parts store the other day to get some windshield wipes, and they had a payphone outside.
Oh, shit. No. Damn payphone. That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to get some windshield wipes. But, so, again.
Red flag.
Yeah, I'm with Ron.
Red flag. Me too.
Some of the things that some people were talking about, how folks treat their, like, one thing that Kimberly said, she said, you got to see how people treat the people that are around them. Like, watch how their parents treat each other. Because you don't know, they might be a little crazy. Like, you just have to be aware. Like, so if you see some reckless stuff going on, you're like, you know what? I don't know if he learned that from his daddy or whatever. You got to be careful about how you deal with him. So, and for me, a red flag is like you're trying to control every single aspect of everything. Like, you ain't got to be the control freak. Like, we can divvy up the control. You ain't got to try to control everything. Because for me, I definitely do not ignore that one. So the simple fact that it's going to stifle things in me. So I'm like, I can't do a controlling person. So I shut down automatically. I'm like, nope, I'm done. I'm past that. You can cancel this relationship. Cancel that shit out. I want my refund.
You stupid. You said you got your receipt.
You want a refund. Yeah, get your
refund.
Give me my deposit back. Shit. Matter of fact, I'm gonna give you a non-refundable. I'm giving a non-refundable deposit. That's what you need. I need from your ass. So you get my money.
I'm done.
And so.
But you know what though? Other side of that.
What's that?
Somebody who is the opposite end of that spectrum to me is a red flag too. So you say,
that's a good one.
You
want
to go out tonight? I don't care. We can do it. What you want to eat? It don't matter. What movie you want to see? You want to see? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't give a fuck about nothing. Like, anything is just
like
what I want
to
see.
Like Coming to America. Like Coming to America.
Right.
What kind of music you like?
Whatever you like.
Anything you like.
Bark like a dog.
What? A big dog. Woof. Woof.
On one foot. Woof. 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 Like orangutan. Like, you can't always be that yes person. Like, okay. All
right. Right.
You want to eat dog food tonight? Okay.
Right.
All
exactly.
Right. You got to get out of here with that.
No, I mean, so both ends of that spectrum is a red flag. It's like, I don't want you trying to control everything, and I don't want you making me control everything. Like, nigga, we got to do this happen. It's got to be a part of
that. Right,
totally agree with that, too.
Or just be used to me running all the fuck over you. And that's no fun. Because
that's what's going to happen.
You know what I mean?
That's what the fuck's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. If you're a pushover, then you just be like, whatever. then that's what's going to happen. You're going to get ran over. You're going to get mistreated. Because can you really respect the person who doesn't allow you to, you know, who doesn't stand up for themselves and say something, just kind of like takes everything as it comes? Nah. Well, you don't have, they don't have a voice. They don't have an opinion. They don't care. It's like people like that are scary because of the fact that they, to me, when I look at that, they won't, they will do any, if there's nothing that they won't do. You know what I mean? Like, those are the type of people that, when I think about it, I would say, oh, those people that would, somebody would convince them to murder somebody. Like, okay, well, you love me like this, so I need you to go kill such and such for me. Oh, okay. Like, brainwashed. Nah, I'm cool. I don't want anybody to.
What you said about R. Kelly's quote? What you said?
I did not say nothing about R. Kelly. Stop talking about R. Robert. Motherfucking inmate 7562413.
Why you know this?
I don't know that. I just made it up off the top of my head, friend.
I was about to say, Medisa, you ain't writing them already. What did you do?
Oh, hell, I don't like that nigga. I muted him from my playlist. No, I just made up a number. I don't even know if he got a DOC number yet. He ain't got a DOC number because he was in the county. So,
all right,
yeah.
Let me ask y'all.
Okay.
So y'all out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
And your person you out on a date with, y'all having dinner.
Uh-huh.
And they have seven. And they have seven drinks.
Seven.
Is that a red flag?
For me, not necessary. For me,
yes, it is
seven
because
drinks.
You need to have a limit.
Well, but
did you say
is,
not necessarily? I don't mean seven apple juices, nigga.
No,
I
but
mean
when you
like
say
liquor.
Seven drinks.
Liquor.
Oh, you talking about seven shots?
Seven drinks.
No,
shot,
that's
a lot. Like juice,
oh,
whatever.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's the issue. I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
It's not quite, don't you? Anyway,
shut up, Iman.
Manisha was like, I like my man drunk.
No, that's not what I mean.
No.
That's not what I'm saying. No. I misunderstood. So, yeah, that is an issue. Yeah, you got to be up.
Yeah, nigga, drink up, pass out, hop on my back, and I'm going to cartwheel us both home.
Shut your ass
up. But no, look, listen, yo, for me, yes, that'll be a red flag. Because I'm like this. I have a limit. I set a limit for my alcohol at all times. The number is 6. I try not to go above 6. And I
whoa,
definitely
whoa, whoa.
Try not.
Whoa, raising my hand. Dre, you gonna let her say that shit?
I can't help it, dude.
Dre.
She's been doing good though here lately.
Lately.
Yeah, lately.
I used to go hard. Don't get me wrong. I used to have go hard.
I think the last time she got super duper drunk, I think that was the day party, and it was by accident. That's the day when I made that meme. She went to sleep. No, it was homecoming. It was last year day party.
Yeah, before
she
last.
She was so lit because somebody, I don't know who the fuck it was. She, because we had got like 3 days and we got there, and somebody kept giving her drinks. Every time I turn around,
uh-huh.
She had a cup in her damn hand. And all I seen was the cup and her dancing to Cardi B. And then we got to the restaurant, it was like slow motion. She was ordering the way she said, hey, can I help you? She's like, I'd like to get a water with lime.
Slow motion, baby. Slow motion.
Yeah, and it was slow motion. Yeah, she fucked up that day.
And see, I reach my limit, cut it off. Because that's why I say 6.
Right.
I remember that year for my birthday, Dre, I had like 16 drinks before the night was over. And that's when I was dancing on tables.
Yes, you did.
So
dancing.
I had to learn.
That night right there was crazy because I was fucked up, but I had to damn calm myself down to make sure she was all right.
It was my birthday.
Because I turned around, I said, yo, anybody got eyes on y'all? Where she at? I looked over there, she on the damn furniture. talk like somebody's back ass project kid dancing. Talk about the. She wasn't even hollering. Yeah, she was hollering.
Oh, Lord.
But then I was talking to the DJ because the DJ was my homeboy. And so when I was standing on the couch, he was like, is that Jay Reed? I was like, and I hollered. He was like, yeah.
And she was literally jumping on the damn couch like, geez, that shit was funny as hell.
I was not jumping on the couch. I was dancing. I took my shoes off and I was dancing. I was working. I was having a good time.
I got one picture on my page and she had her damn leg and she was dancing. She had a leg up. I had another picture. I don't know. I think it's in my other phone. If I get that motherfucker plugged up, she was literally jumping. All you seen was her afro and titties.
Wow.
I was, what the
but
hell?
The fact of the matter is, I learned what my cutoff point was. And so, and now I don't even get to my cutoff point. I'm like 3 drinks and I'm good.
Okay. So if you've seen your partner have 7 on the first date, that would be a red flag.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, brother, you might want to slow that down because we didn't drive here together for the simple fact on the first date, I don't let nobody pick me up. How you going to get home? Because I ain't taking you home. So... yeah, no, we're not doing that.
What about
but
you,
yeah,
Dre?
I would,
you take a kick out, and she has 7 drinks. That's a red flag for you, Dre? This nigga.
Oh, his phone must have dropped down. Wait a minute.
Hey,
here right
now. My shit was gone, bro. What happened?
I was asking
red
if you...
Is it a red flag if she got 7 drinks? If the chick had 7 drinks?
If she had 7?
Yeah. On the first date.
Oh, hell yeah. First date, hell yeah. This shit has happened to me a couple times. I don't get that at all. Why the fuck would you get totally fucking wasted on a first date?
Mm-hmm.
True story, Ron. Okay, oh, Ron, you knew my page, you never did get to see this man on this post. All right, I made this post about this chick that came to my house and fucked up my bathroom because she was fucking had
I remember that.
Yeah, the first time we went out, Ron, you know what I'm saying? Me and the chick, we had met at this club or whatever, and we went out or whatever. First of all, she gave me a fake name, and then I gave her a fake name. So we were kind of each other with the fake name. It was wild. So we went out the following fucking, we met on a Friday. We went out the next day, that damn Saturday. And we went to the little restaurant that time with the little dolls, got some little food and shit. And so, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to treat, do my little manly thing, you know what I'm saying, I'm treating or whatever. And I'm like, damn, should I treat this up? This is the first time we done went out, you know what I'm saying, we just met last night. I said, you just split this deal, fix. So my dumb ass went on to pay for the damn thing, right? I noticed we were sitting there, she got 1 margarita, 2 margaritas, 3 margaritas. I'm like, damn, margaritas, these motherfuckers is like, damn, these bitches is like $9 a pair of dollars, man. What the fuck? This shit adding up. Okay. So low margaritas, and then we get to that damn 6. I said, hold up, chief. We good. We ain't getting no more. I paid for this shit. I'm like, okay, this bitch, she ain't drunk. Cause she was steady talking. She was like going 100 miles out. Man, that bitch stood up. All the alcohol. Yeah, all the alcohol hit her ass. She stood up. We coming out the damn, about the bar, the little restaurant. She walking sideways. I'm like, damn, okay. This bitch drunk as shit. So I got her to the crib and shit, because she left her car at my house. So I'm like, damn, I can't let this motherfucker drive home because she's drunk as shit. So I just told her, just chill out on the couch for a little bit, you know what I'm saying, sleep it off, or, you know what I'm saying, drink this water. So I'm trying to get a water, trying to sober this motherfucker up. Okay, so she's knocked out. She's gone. Like, she is sleep. Like, this bitch was snoring so hard, she had my goddamn blind shaking. You hear me? So I'm like, damn. So I go in the room. I'm laying down in the damn room and shit. I wake up around about 5 o'clock, and I done forgot this bitch supposed to be in the damn living room. I'm thinking I'm in the house by myself. I done woke up. I got this big ass fucking arm across my damn neck. What the fuck? So I wake up. This bitch done got her happy go look ass in the bed with me. And she got on this black see-through damn nighty shit. And I'm like, I'm looking at this shit. Like, I can't believe this shit. Like, she just got sexy shit on. She's drunk, and I done spent damn near $100 feeding this bitch and drinks and shit, and I ain't seen no parts of this pussy. And I'm like, I wake up the next day. We get up around about 10. This bitch just up. I feel so ashamed. I didn't sit there and got drunk. I didn't give you a hug or a kiss. This bitch gonna give me a hug and a kiss on the damn job. And then she got up.
Oh, damn.
Sitting there like, you thirsty motherfucker, you. So I'm hot. I'm like, I ain't gonna wake up no more.
You
know what I'm saying?
You didn't call her no funky bitch?
No, that was before the funky bitch was first.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I called best friend and told her, so just cackling help her about it. She's laughing like hell. So I'm like, man, this is some bullshit, y'all. I thought I told her what happened. I was like, I ain't fuck with that motherfucker no more. Too much
wait,
Drake. This
wait. Before you finish, I need a little clarity. So y'all go out, y'all go to get something to eat, and she got regular clothes on, correct?
Yeah, but I guess she had the nighty shit up under the outfit. I don't know where this shit came from, because I damn sure ain't had no. Because she couldn't put none of the shit that I had in the the female done left from her dress.
Why you got? Lingerie in your house that don't belong to you.
Okay,
you got a collection?
No, yeah, when they come over there and they got some sexy shit on.
Oh, no, you be shitting me.
You keep it?
Wait the fuck.
Hold on.
I got a collection of sexy panties.
Nigga, that's a red flag right there. You recycling underwear with this bitch?
Okay.
I got the drawers, nigga. I got the drawers.
What in the yeast infection is wrong with you?
I hate him. I hate you. What in the bacteria?
But look. I said, I wasn't going to fuck with the shit no more. I was done. Man, this helper called me out of the blue like 3 or 4 months.
And
like,
you let her?
She was like,
ask
like yo. Yeah, because she hit me with the yo. I just wanted to apologize again, man, because I've been nervous to call you, just that, the third, yada, yada, yada. So she hit me in the head. She was like, yo, I cook. I'm going to bring you something to eat. So she cooked this banging ass meal and shit, you know what I'm saying? Damn, ham. Fucking damn macaroni and cheese. She can throw that in the kitchen. Apparently, Ron, she ate some of the food before she got there. So I'm sitting there getting my food, you know what I'm saying? Warm my shit up, eating or whatever. So we're sitting there, we're talking this shit, and all of a sudden she hits me with the, oh, I gotta use the bathroom. I gotta pee. Can you get the bathroom? I'm like, yeah. Okay, so everybody who's been in my bathroom know I got this picture. Scriptures from the Bible, whatever, in my bathroom right there. And it ain't that long, you know what I'm saying? I know it's not that long. I know this dog, I'm in there eating so hard, I forgot this bitch is in the house. She's in my bathroom for about 30, 40 minutes. What the fuck is going on? What the hell is she doing? So I said, this is my food, watch for this, and then she come out. She's like, well, I gotta go. I'm gonna holler at you, I'm gonna call you later, blah, 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 blah. She leaves. Like, she just rushed out the house and shit, busted out that motherfucker. That's the thing. I noticed that I can hear my toilet. Like, it was not, like, she was, she flushed, like, the water was just not coming up. Man, Ron, she went in there and blew my fucking toilet up. Dude. I had shit every fucking way.
Oh,
She stopped my toilet up, dog. And so, I made the post and shit about her. And then her homegirl seen the post, sent it to her, and it was clowning her. And then I seen her probably like 3 or 4 weeks later after that shit in the store. And, man, this was before Facebook did the little live shit. Then it had a live shit on there. Then I went live and I was roasting her ass. I clowned the shit out of that motherfucker, man. I clowned her so bad. She got mad and left. She told me she'd see me again. She probably shoot me. I talk to all types of stinky booty ass little boys, little girls and boys. She said, they,
Let's rewind. Hold on for a second, because I'm a little confused. So you say she had regular clothes on. She goes, sits on your couch. She drinks off the margaritas. You go to your bedroom. You say, fuck her. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, let her sleep. Then you wake up and she's in a bed with you with a nightgown and you didn't put your dick in her? I'm confused.
She was passing the fuck out. And, like, I just sat there like, damn, what the fuck just happened? And I'm
she's
like,
in your bed and changed her clothes. The bitch ain't that passed out.
That's what I was thinking. And I was like, well, shit, is she damn still drunk? And I was like, you know, top of the moment, start going for what I know. She's trying to get a rape or whatever. And I'm fucked around and I'm going to jail.
Okay, I mean, I can't say nothing against that.
I see what you're saying. My savage side for the kitchen. Just under that bitch, you're going to break my damn toilet.
Yeah, that's a red flag. That's definitely a red flag.
Yeah, she breaking toilets and stuff. She's strange,
I had another one, man, I don't like when especially she got like one or two kids or whatever, and she is just fucking like the kid is not doing nothing to her. You know what I'm saying? Like the kid is being respectful and minding his business or whatever, and she just is full of shit to her chap. I can't stand it.
Oh my God!
Well, you know, if you got a child or a female has a child or a male has a child, and they screaming at that child and they popping that child, then you got to ask yourself: if I have a child with them, what the fuck they gonna do to my child?
Exactly.
You know, a red flag for me is a person who doesn't have any patience, because that I feel like a person who's impatient and like is unable and also should I add unable to like control their emotions. Like, I don't trust a person that's like that, because they will snap. Like, I would be scared that they would do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, and ain't nobody got time for that shit, you know? And that I think that also ties into what you were just talking about with the kids. Like, you have to have, when you think about living your life and being with someone and making them your partner, you know, you have to think about all of that shit. You know, think about what type of parent they will be. All that stuff, you know, and of course some of us don't really, you know, like I had babies at 19 and 23, so it was like I was young. I really didn't know the stuff that I know now, you know what I mean? So you definitely have to look at everything, because you don't want to be in a situation where the person is not a good parent, doesn't know how to treat a child. You know what I mean? Kids are going to be kids. They're going to do things, you know what I mean? And you have to, in order to be a parent, you have to be patient. There's just no way around it. You can't be high-headed and led solely by your emotions, because, you know, there are going to be times where you might want to wring the fuck out of your child's neck, but you know that that's your child and you can't do anything to harm them, so you have to change your approach. So the person that you deal with has to understand that as well. Excuse me.
All right, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Are different religions a red flag? Like if you're a Muslim and he's a Christian, is that a red flag?
No, I don't think so.
No, not for me. No.
I just feel like if you believe, like I feel like everybody, there's a Most High, right? Everybody has somebody that is God to them, or a figure, should I say, that is God to them. So you can't necessarily say that it should be is bad for if a person is a Muslim or a Buddhist or whatever, or a Catholic or whatever they want to be versus a person being a Christian. You know what I mean? Now, if a person is like an atheist, then that is a red flag, because of the simple fact that you don't believe there's any higher power. You know what I mean? And that totally goes against what I believe. But I think that when the person has some type of belief and is different than yours religion-wise,
then, you know what I mean, that you can find common ground. You know what I mean? People do it every single day. So I think for anybody to try to say it is a red flag for them, I think they need to be a little bit more open-minded because of the fact that every religion has a principle, you know what I'm saying? And the principle is that you be a good person and be a better person and you do things for, you know, to help others, you know what I mean? Like, that's what everything is about, you know what I mean? So you could be potentially missing out on a great person all because they call their God, you know what I mean, Allah, and you call yours Jesus.
Now, what if this person who calls their God Allah or whatever, their religion says that their wife has to walk 3 feet behind?
I mean, I feel like at that point, you have to decide if that's something that you can deal with. You got to understand.
No, we're asking you.
For me personally?
You got to walk 3 feet behind your
man. No, I'm not doing that. No, we compromise. I'm not doing that. I ain't walking behind your ass. I'm not covering my face.
You can't compromise.
I mean,
this is God. This is God. You can't compromise with God's word.
No, we can compromise because you might not want to. You might not want to put up a Christmas tree. Okay, we ain't got to put up a Christmas tree. We together. We got to figure out something. But I ain't walking 3 feet behind your ass. That ain't happening. No.
What if his God says that he can have more than one wife?
We probably won't be together because I'm not having more than one person. No. That's why you hash that shit out in the beginning. You talk about it. You know what I'm saying? You figure out what you can deal with and what you can't. You know what I'm saying? If you can't deal with it, then you walk away. Period, point blank. It doesn't make the person a bad person. It's just, I don't subscribe to the same stuff that you subscribe to. I don't subscribe to the same ideas that you subscribe to. And that's fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sharing. That's just how I feel. So therefore, you know what I mean? There's no point in us even trying to make something work because it's not going to work. But you have those conversations up front. You say, okay, we know there's a difference in religion. Let's talk about what your beliefs are. You know what I mean? And if I can't deal with that and find a way to find common ground and compromise with you regarding that, then we can't be together. You know, and like I said, it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. You just may not be the person for me because I can't deal with it. Somebody else might be able to, but I can't. I know what I can handle and what I'm willing to handle versus what I'm not.
What about
that's
you,
how a cookie crumbles.
Kitty?
Probably not. I would probably, you know, say no and decline. That, I mean, I can respect your religion, but there's just certain things I'm not about to do.
All right, so let's go a step further down the rabbit hole. So we see
okay,
these red flags. Just because it's a red flag, does that mean that it's a bad thing? Or is it something that has to be, as Medusa said, hacked out?
I think some of the red flags are also based upon preference. Like, it may not be a bad thing. Like, your religion is not a bad thing. Nobody's saying that it's a bad thing. It's just not a part of my preference. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Sense. Why they got donuts at McDonald's? Okay, sorry.
Girl, I can't. I know, right? Donut sticks.
I was watching a commercial. Sorry. I did not mean to side note this.
I'm done with y'all.
Same.
TV ads watches.
Why? Shut up.
But I think Okay, go on,
Mark. No, I was going to say, I'm not the most religious person, so I could see how someone would have an issue with my religion. And if you are really spiritual like that, then I'm not no replacement for God. You know what I'm saying? I can't take God's place. I'm a bad motherfucker, but I ain't that bad. So every day of the week.
I think that when we look at spiritual and religion. People don't think about it. That's the two different things. Like, if you're a spiritual person and you believe that, yes, there is a higher being, you just may not participate in a religion, that's not a bad thing.
Yes. Correct.
It's not a bad thing. And I can better understand that than you trying to tell me that I'm required to walk 3 feet behind you and right. that I have to wear something over my head because of that's what the part of this religion says, or you can have 10 wives while I can't have 10 husbands. Like, no, it's not going to work. If you get to have 10 wives, I get to have 10 husbands. Be quiet. So.
I mean, I'm down with that shit. We could be one happy family. You know what I'm saying? Bring your friends. We could be friends. We could do this every weekend.
Side note, Ron, have you watched the Netflix series called One Husband and Three Wives?
I'm going to be on it. No, I haven't seen that, but it sounds interesting.
You have to watch it, and then you and I can have a sidebar conversation about it.
Nigga, I'm about to pop on it. I'll be like 5 episodes by tomorrow. I'm going to watch that shit.
No, it's not even that long. It's like 3 episodes. Like, you can wait about an hour and a half maybe. But, yeah, it's 3 episodes, and it's going to take you through a process. We're going to talk about it. We'll talk about it, you and I. And you can share your thoughts with me. Okay. Okay,
but
back to it.
Well, damn. Me and Medusa can't watch the goddamn show.
I know, damn. I know. Left out like a motherfucker. Damn. I'm like, oh.
Okay, so this is the thing. I've known Ron for a long time. And I know certain thoughts about Ron that y'all might not know. So that's why I suggested it to him. Now, y'all are welcome to watch it, and we can discuss it in a group chat tomorrow. That is fine. But the thing
Medusa
is, Medusa
just finished saying that she ain't fucking with no monogamy. She just finished saying that. Dre just finished, you know what I'm saying, having lunch with a mother and a daughter. So, you know, he ain't trying to fuck with it, neither.
We want to be in on the fun. Look, that's okay,
Dre. We're going to get our own thing.
Hey, Dre.
No. What I want y'all to do. Listen. So what I want you to do is have an open mind while you are watching this.
Yes.
Okay? I want you to have an open mind. Now, I'm not saying that it's something that I would do, but it's not something that I'm opposed to. Like, I'm not, like, you have to watch it to understand. But
what's it called again?
It's called One Husband and Three Wives, and it's on Netflix. And it's just something very interesting to watch. I will preface this to say that it is out in Utah, so that gives you, you know, some background.
An idea.
An idea of what's going on. But I found it to be interesting, like, because y'all know I like documentaries and shit, because that's what I do. That's what I watch Netflix. That's usually what my Netflix stuff on. But
right. But
just to think about it, like, because you have this religion, because it's a part of their religion to live this way, and it's amazing to see how the things work, because we don't know, because we're on the outside looking in, so we don't ever know how these sister wives type situations work, but for whatever reason, it works. And I'm like, wow, like, really? Now, there's none of us there, but I would like to see us in an environment like that. I just want to see it happen. But then I was just watching Extreme Love a couple of weeks ago, and this guy.
Oh, yeah, did you see that couple? I'm sorry, go ahead, I'm sorry.
You're talking about the guy who had, like, the two girlfriends who were, like, over 400 pounds.
No, I was thinking about the one that the lady was, it was married. It was a black lady and her husband, and they were married, and she had like a therapy, like she had like a what's the name? Like a business, like a therapy thing, and she like taught couples how to live in those type of
Are you sure you watched the show?
I'm trying to park my car.
You driving or you're parking? Which one? You confusing me.
I'm
I don't
parking.
Know what you're doing. You're car wheeling?
Damn it.
You riding a bike? What you doing this?
Yeah, whatever. I'm parking. Okay. I can't see. It's dark. Okay. I left my glasses.
Oh,
I was trying to park.
Okay.
And I can't drive.
Oh, Lord, you can't drive. Oh, Lord. You don't need to be driving.
No, I can't back up well into a space and I can't parallel park.
Then, nigga, that's driving.
I was parking.
But I don't know what show you were talking about. Okay, so we got some comments. We got some comments from the Facebook page about some
Y'all send something to the office. Later, y'all get a chance to speak it real quick.
Okay. So, the question, like I said, the original question of it all is that what are red flags? So, I'm trying to find some of the red flags that some people have commented on. I'm trying to find it. Okay. So, our favorite Sally Sunshine says, you have to pay attention to how he or she treats the phone. Does he or she lay the phone down face down all the time when they leave the room? Do they take phone calls outside of the room? Or are they like, let me call you right back?
Interesting.
I'm an angel.
All right, before you get to the next one, do y'all think that's a red flag?
If you have trust issues, it's a red flag.
Good answer.
I'm an angel says lack of communication.
First of all, they're a liar because they're not a fucking angel. But, yeah, lack of communication is a red flag.
I have no comment for that because I have no comment. Deborah says, not disclosing where their money goes, especially when you're living together.
That's a good one. Okay, let's unwrap that one.
The person pays their household portion of the bills and they have discretionary funds beyond that, then they should tell you where that money goes?
If you know your mate well enough and they're living in the house with you, then you should know what some of their spending habits may be. Like for me, even though we don't live together, I do know that my mate likes to buy specific things because he has a hobby. Okay? So after the bills may be paid, he may purchase some for his hobby. And now, I have seen some of the prices of some of the stuff that's in his hobby. Like, I watched him drop $300 on something. Like, sir, are you serious right now? Now, it'd be something different if we were struggling in something and you buying $300 stuff. But I don't think that's a red flag if the household bills are taken care of. As long as you ain't spending it on crack, heroin, I'm okay. Like,
you know how much stress you can get for $300?
Like, if you ain't out here you know, buying crack cocaine. Like I'm okay. Like, you got a hobby. Like, for me, my thing would be books. Like, you done bought another book. Or you done bought another pair of shoes. You know what
I
saying?
Knew that was coming.
So I'm just saying, like, that you should know your mate well enough to know what it is. Now, if you start recognizing the fact that they are not paying the household bills, but and they can't account for their money, then yes, that might be a red flag. But if you're not falling behind on that, like, I have a homegirl who her and her boyfriend were living together, but for whatever reason, they were falling behind on bills, and he was claiming that he was working overtime. But the check doesn't equate to this overtime that you're saying that you're doing. Come to find out, he was cheating on her.
You fucking on my hoes.
But your overtime, now you messing with the household bills because you want to go out here and mess with some hoes. So I think that's what Deborah is probably speaking of, like, you know, you're letting the household bills suffer.
Right.
Because you're not being honest about your money.
And I can agree with that. I can, just because when I look at it, it's like, if you know where all my money is going, then how can I ever get you a surprise gift?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If you know where all my money is going, then how can I ever loan one of my friends any money? You know what I mean? And not that I'm a bank for my people, but, you know, sometimes you fall on times and your people need $200, $300, $400. All right, here you go. This one tell my wife I want to hear them out. You know what I mean? Every dollar is kind of a lot. As long as the bills is paid and what we need to do, we paid our bills and we both decided we're going to save $200 a month in our joint account. So every month we should have $400 in there that we're not going to touch. And as long as I can give that, I can pay the bills. And you know what I'm saying? We go out and get a bite to eat and not have to worry about it. Then you shouldn't worry about where the fuck the rest of my money is at.
And, you know, you made a really valid point when you just said, you know, here's some money. Don't tell my wife about it. Do you know, I think a lot of relationships, that's why there's an issue with the family members. Like, the wife end up not liking the mama or the sister or the auntie or the brother because she feel like the husband is taking money and giving it to his family and whatever the case may be. And I just think that's silly. Like, as long, like you said, as long as things are taken care of and our necessities are, we've met our necessities and we do what we need to do for ourselves and our family and our household, whatever else you do with your money, that's fine. If you want to give everybody your money, you can. That's your prerogative. But I'm not going to put you on lockdown and say, oh, my God, I need to know where every penny of your $1,200 check on 3/1/2019 went. Did the rent get paid? Did the car get paid? You know what I mean? Did the electric bill get paid? The cell phone bill get paid? The cable get paid? You know what I mean? Do we got food? Do we got toilet paper to wipe our asses? Like, ain't nobody got time to be itemizing everybody's motherfucking dollar. Oh, no. Just not going to do it.
You're not going to do it.
And then the next TJ says, she claims she don't do threesomes. I think he's trying to be funny. She claims she don't do threesomes.
What was the last part you said? She claims she don't do threesomes, but what?
That's what it was. She claims she don't do threesomes.
Oh, he said that was a red flag?
Yeah, he said that was a red flag. But I think he was trying to be funny. Katie says, pay attention to hygiene habits and the way they treat others when you go out. Sam says emotional instability.
I'm sorry. Let me say something to the dude. What you want to do, and women too, but I'm talking to the dudes. You want to be consistent so that those red flags don't pop up. So when you enter into a relationship and you move in with somebody, when you come home from work or when you come in from outside for a long extended period of time, get in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I say get in the shower, so, exactly. So now when you come home from your bitch house, you know what I'm saying, and you get in the shower to wash your girl off, now it's natural, it's what you do. You know what I mean? A red flag don't go up.
I hate
Why you hating? I'm just saying, it applies to women too. I take it back.
I don't hate you though. I take it back because that's free motherfucking game right there. Free game. that's free motherfucking game right there. I got you. Okay. Okay. I'm listening. I'm picking up what you're putting down. boyfriend. Come on. Talk about it.
I don't know if I'm talking too fast or you listening too slow, baby, but we're going to make this work.
Crazy.
Okay. So Ron gave y'all some free game tonight. Free. $3.99.
Next time we're going to charge our asses for that shit. $1.99 a minute.
That's funny. Okay.
You know, another...
So then
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go on.
No, I was going to say another red flag for that I think people... sometimes miss is how can I put this? The quality of the person's relationship resume. If they choose the same, like if they have their past relationships, you know, exes and things, if they choose people, you know, like that are ratchet. Like if they typically choose a ratchet girl, that's just to use that as an example. That's a red flag because every woman that they date is a certain way, and this is not gonna work because they will have probably some expectations of me that I'm just not gonna do. There's some stuff I'm not gonna put up with. Like I ain't gonna be putting up with you sitting at home doing nothing all day. I ain't gonna be putting up with you playing PlayStation. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just. I just think that a lot of people don't pay attention.
You're gonna put me playing my PlayStation, damn it! It keeps me out of trouble.
Well, Dre, shut up! Because in every situation is different. Some situations like there may be an issue, something might be going on. Okay, you can play your PlayStation. So
take your ass out of the PlayStation. I'm gonna be out of the street with these hoes. You cheat.
Well, now, sit your way. You know what? There's no. That ain't gonna happen. No, but you know, like seriously, like I think, like for instance, with me and my ex, like I was dumb as fuck. Like I told y'all about this nigga. I was stupid. Like I didn't pay no attention. Like it was a lot of red flags that I just did not pay attention to. And the women that he talked to, like they were just ratchet and they thought he was all that, didn't really have, I don't know how to say this without seeming offensive, they didn't really have, you know, no education, you know what I'm saying, like they just were not, I'm trying to say this without like seeming like I'm like putting somebody down. Ron, shut up, shit. So
you trying to be nice when you really don't want to be. Fuck them hoes, you don't know them.
Okay.
Bitches.
So I'm being Sarah right now with no age, but no. So the bitches was ratchet as fuck. They was hood rats, Section 8, out the wazoo. You know what I'm saying? Bitches scamming the system to get food stamps. You know what I'm saying? Mug shots on TV. You know what I'm saying? South Side of Chicago, ratchet bitches. You know what I mean? Like them kind of hoes. And so he had two degrees, right? Psychology and something and another one. And I know why he got a psychology, because he's a fucking narcissist and he's crazy. So that's how he used to get in people's head. So he was very well spoken, right? He made it like he was intelligent in all things, but he was really kind of dumb, right? Because your motherfucking ass, your pull-out game is weak, nigga, because you got all them kids. But anywho, that's a whole other story. So,
Whoa,
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What?
Oh, my God. Wait a minute, because you just went so far. You went far deep.
She did, didn't she? She was talking about the motherfucking degrees, and he fucking, and next thing I know, his pullout game. Whoa, where did that come from? I didn't want to hear about his penis.
Blame it on the Riesling. But,
Wait a minute, pause.
No, I'm drinking Riesling today because I wanted some wine. I was sick. I think I gained 2 pounds from drinking beer. I feel like I got a beer belly, and I just lost all this weight. I ain't trying to be, you know, I got to get myself back together, so I just went back to my wine.
Ooh, honey.
You need to do about 17 cartwheels. You lose that 2 pounds.
17 cartwheels.
So, no, but what I was saying, y'all, for real, when he was the type that would make these bitches think that he was so great, like he was such a great catch. So that's how he could manipulate them and cheat and do all the shit that he did. And I'm not that bitch. Like, I know what I bring to the table. I know I'm smart as hell. I know I got talents, and I don't need to be defined by you. And you can't just tell me anything, you know what I mean? Because, nigga, I've been to college too. I got a degree too. So what? You know what I mean? So it was just like, I should have. Like,
you know people.
Everybody,
with degrees, you know, people with degrees, they sometimes ain't got common sense. So you can have a degree
exactly.
And miss everything,
right?
Everything.
Yeah, and then the thing is just that. But for somebody who doesn't understand that concept, for somebody who hasn't been to college, hasn't done certain things, they're not gonna understand that. You know what I mean? So they're gonna think, oh my God. This nigga is all that. He's the end all and the be all. Now, bitch, he ain't shit. So that's what I'm saying. People need to pay attention to people's relationship resumes and the type of caliber of people that they date, who they have kids, who they had kids with, who they didn't fuck with in the past, because that's a glimpse into who that person is. All
right, so now that's a thin line. That's a thin line because the reason I say that is because how much of my past is your fucking business?
Exactly.
I guess that's the attitude.
Now, that don't mean to say that I'm supposed to be hot and shit, you know what I'm saying, if I'm trying to get into a relationship with you. That's not to say I'm hot and shit, but some parts of my past are painful. I don't necessarily want to bring those up. Some parts of my past are embarrassing. I don't necessarily want to bring those up. You know what I'm saying? Some parts of my past are felonious.
He won't tell you.
I mean, so if you was a hoe, okay, but the thing is, my thing is keep it real. If you was a hoe, just say you was a hoe. I respect people to just tell the truth, you know. If you was a hoe, you was a hoe. And I don't make decisions.
Are you calling me a hoe?
No, I'm just saying if you a hoe, you a hoe.
Oh
like,
God,
you can't.
I have hoe tendencies, but that don't make me a hoe.
Well, I mean, I think everybody can have hoe tendencies. It doesn't matter if you're going to let them come out. And I think that's kind of like, well, never mind. I won't say that on the air. Keep that to myself.
Motherfucker, you say everything else on the air, guys. Say that shit too. We listening.
Shut the fuck up, Juan. I ain't saying nothing else.
You talking
but
about
no,
a motherfucking pullout game, and now you want to censor shit?
No. No.
Right.
No, but seriously.
Like, you just put all that man's business down the street. Like, his pullout game is weak. Like, he cannot even back out the garage faithfully. Like, that's what you say. Like, you put that man's business out here into the universe. Now we wondering, damn, how? Oh, this is the dude with all the kids. Oh, okay, yeah. His pullout game's weak.
And his weenie is average. And his weenie is average.
That's
weak. My weenie.
Oh, man, his weenie. Oh, he got a weenie. You chose his life. Now deal with it. That's how I look at that. You chose that little weenie, and you let that little weenie put you in, on the path. Anyway, we're not talking about little weenie. We are talking about
Thank you.
Red flag. Red flag. Wait a minute. I gotta get this. I gotta get the Facebook back up because I was playing a game. Gerald says popping chewing gum, she's got major issues. He said, I don't like it when you pop it up that gum.
Little girl, quit popping that gum.
He's the same person. He says long ass fingernails. She doesn't do housework or hand jobs.
Or play with her pussy.
Oh, Lord. Thomas says when they start locking their phones all of a sudden, forgetting date night, not returning phone calls because supposedly their phone is always dead.
That's not a red flag. That's her getting dick from somebody else.
Oh, Lord. That's a red flag that she cheated.
Shit.
Gosh. Got to be more careful. Never mind. I was about to say something. But never mind. Tamika says, wait a minute. They want about the supporting of their child, the financially supporting of their child. So they complain about paying child support.
Nope. Fuck her. Because I'm complaining about child support. And I got the fucking right to complain about that shit. Nope. Fuck her. She don't know what she's talking about. I'm mad at her. I don't even know who the fuck it is.
Okay, so the second question of the evening is, have you ever been guilty of ignoring the red flags? I have been guilty of that. I will be the first to say here on this show, I was super of it. Now that I look back on it, I'm like, hey, I am so thankful that it's not my problem. Good luck, young lady.
Girl, what you just said? You, woo!
Good
Jesus.
Luck.
What you just said? I'm about to start shouting.
Not shouting. Not when you drinking wine. I know they serve wine at some churches, but they don't serve that when they serve red because it's the blood of Jesus,
red.
Not Riesling.
Okay, I ain't going to shout. No, I'm just Well, you know, I am so guilty of that shit, and I'm with you. Like I believe in 100% transparency when it comes to that shit. I was so fucking guilty of ignoring the red flag, and it cost me a lot of shit. It did my peace of mind, like it just did, and it broke me, you know, because I didn't pay attention to what I saw, the little things that. You know, I just kind of glanced over. And now, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm thankful.
You were not broke because you are still a beautiful woman. You have recovered from that crack. It wasn't a break. So you Gucci on that. Also say on top of that is sometimes if you don't have the perspective to see a red flag, then you can't recognize that red flag. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may for lack of a better term, you may be emotionally colorblind. You know what I'm saying? You may be relationship-wise colorblind.
Absolutely. I get it. Yep. You're right. Absolutely. That's real shit because, you know,
or you
were
just stupid. One of the two. I don't know. Fuck it. I don't know.
Oh, shit. See, this when I like your ass, this when I want to be nice to your ass, this when I want to agree with you and not fucking argue with your ass. You say some dumb shit like that. What the fuck? I hate you. Never mind. I take all my stuff I said
fucking with you.
I hope it snow.
That was funny.
I hope it snow. I hope it snow over there tomorrow too. Nah, for real.
No, you do. I'm gonna need you not to wish that on the East Coast at all.
I said in his place. I'm talking about in his state. I ain't talking about over there where you at. I'm talking about
ain't
over there.
State away. They right down south. They right there. Neighbors.
I want the snow cloud to come right over Ron's place. The snow cloud. Not the rain cloud, but the snow cloud. I want the snow cloud to come right over here.
Oh, shit. That's
but,
funny.
But, you know, like, seriously, I feel like a lot of people, like, that's real shit what you're talking about. Because if you've never, you know, there are a lot of different things that will cause a person to be, let's use that term, emotionally colorblind. If a person has, you know, experienced certain things in their life, you know, and maybe a person comes into their life and the person is different than anyone that they've experienced, you know, have ever experienced, they think, oh, you know, they can possibly think, oh, this is the one. They may not understand how relationships work. I mean, there's a lot of different dynamics that can go into it. You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's, there are a lot of us out here who ignore things, right, because we don't know no better. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Or just somebody who grows up in an environment, right, and all you see is chaos and confusion. If you, let's just say you're a child, and you're a child and you grow up in an atmosphere where, you know, there's people there, you know, your mother or your father has a different person running in and out of the house every single night, right? So you begin to think that that behavior is normal, right? So you can't, so you get it, you grow up, you become an adult, you get into a relationship, and there are red flags everywhere about this person. But because how you have been raised and what you have been exposed to, you cannot, you know what I'm saying, differentiate between the real and the fake. So then you end up hood weak and bamboozled, and somebody can pull the motherfucking wool over your eyes. And you sitting there crying, shoulda, coulda, woulda, and the blues. Not because you're gullible, but because you don't know no better. You can't do better until you know better. And there's the truth of the matter is most people, and unfortunately, it's sad to say, but most people are used to functioning in dysfunction, and dysfunction has become normalcy for so many people. For so many people.
You're right. Now, let me ask y'all this. What if in the relationship you're not the one seeing the red flags, you're the one exhibiting the red flags? So you're the one who has that dysfunction in your partner sees,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you, one, willing to admit that your partner sees a red flag and try to change that? And if you do, is that still a red flag? You know what I'm saying? Like, so you have an alcohol issue, or I have an alcohol issue, and my partner sees it, and like, yo, I think you drink too much. That shit is fucking ridiculous. You had 7 drinks on our first date. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you be like, you know what? Thank you for telling me that. I thought I had an issue. Nobody ever brought it to me before. Or those who did bring it to me, I didn't respect their point of view, but I respect yours, so I'm going to work on that.
Right.
At that point, is that something that you put that red flag in your pocket until it comes back up and work with that person? Or once you see the red flag, you just say, fuck it, I'm going?
No, for me, honestly, if that's an issue and I see the red flag, I'm going to put it in my pocket because the value of that relationship, that's where you take and you say, okay, what is the value of the relationship based and versus the benefit of being in the relationship? Like, right? What's the risk versus the benefit? For me, you know what I mean? Everybody got some issue, right? So what I do is I say, I'll put that in my pocket. We will acknowledge it and work on it together. But I'm going to give you a time limit to get it fixed. If you don't fix it, then at that point, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to assume that you don't want to. Because the thing is if a person doesn't love you, when a person loves you, they're going to tell you the truth, right? They're going to tell you the things that they're going to tell you the truth.
What the hell?
Did she, wait a minute, did she drop?
I don't know.
No,
it sounded like somebody was screaming at me.
Somebody was in the background, didn't
right in the background. Let me find out somebody's broke in her house. Somebody call 911.
I'm here. I'm sorry. But anyway, what I was saying is that. Yeah, I'm sorry. But what I was saying is just that. What the fuck was I saying? I forgot. Oh, yeah, for me, I'm going to work with you because I'm going to look at it and say, okay, well, I value this relationship, you know what I mean? And because I value this relationship, I'm not going to let this thing, the person's willing to say, okay, I'm willing to work toward changing it, then that's what we're going to do. But if
but
a person
now,
fails.
It goes some other shit for you. I heard when you was like, if you don't fix this within X amount of time, then I'm out. And I'm like, a part of me digs that, and a part of me is like, well, who the fuck are you to tell me how long I should take to heal?
No, but I really, honestly, you can't really put a time, but you can't really put a timeline because some things take a little bit more for other people. Like, depending on how difficult or how deep the person is into that particular thing. So let's just say it's somebody's dependent on alcohol. Well, they're going to, you know what I mean? How long have they been an alcoholic, right? Because if you'd have been drinking every day, you know, being plastic from sun up to sun down, from the time that you were 16 years old or 13 years old and you're 45, you know what I mean? This has become a part of your routine, your everyday living. So it's going to take you a while, right? So you're going to have some chances. You're going to probably have some relapses in the process. Like today I was watching the doctors and they said that on average – when it comes to people that smoke, there's so many people that still smoke cigarettes when they know cigarettes are bad, right? So the people said that most people who attempt to quit smoking try to stop smoking 8 to 11 times before they actually are successful, right? 8 to 11 times, right, before they get it. So if you know that this is a struggle and your mate, that's where that communication comes in. And you say, okay, look, I'm struggling with this thing. This thing has been a part of me for 30 years, right? This has been all I've known, right? So what I need you to do is be willing to work with me. Do you love me enough to stand in the gap with me and hold me down while I'm going through what I'm going through? You know what I mean? So it's not necessarily about me putting a stamp on it, and I should have maybe reiterated that. And changed what I said. And, you know, made it more plain. It just depends on the situation. But there's some stuff that you don't have to do a whole lot to change. If you're a pessimistic person, you know what I'm saying, and you let your words and the words that come out of your mouth is always negative, that's something that can change in 24 hours. You got to make up your mind that what you say out of your mouth is going to be positive.
See, that's not fair. Because
how you
pessimism... Because pessimism comes with a mind state. Alcoholism comes with a mind state. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to say that one mind state could change in one day, but another one is going to take you 8 to 11 times and relapse? You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I know people who are pessimists, and it's hard for them to think positive. They can't. Now, can you change it in one day? Yes. But you can also change alcoholism in one day. You know what I'm saying? All right, so for myself, I just stopped smoking cigars, right? I just stopped smoking blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, today, oh my God. I couldn't hold out no more. So I walked to the store and I got one that I smoked it. And when I did, I was upset with myself because I'm like, you put all this work in you and you didn't do it in that. But today, just something about today, this. Like 5-6 things just hit me at once. I was like, you know what, I need to smoke. And I went and got me a black. So I get when you say that relapse shit, you know what I'm saying? I experienced it just today. But I also get that there's been other times when I stopped doing things, like when I stopped eating certain foods or stopped smoking before.
Mm-hmm.
I just did it in one day, and it's done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you can, but it's hard. That's what I can appreciate when you was like, what did you say? Are you gonna stand in that gap with me? That was real. You know what I'm saying? Because it is a gap. It's that void right there, that scary void, and it's scary
absolutely.
To stand in that shit by yourself. So if somebody can stand in that gap, like you said, with you, that shit is fucking. You could defeat anything right there. You know what I'm saying? If somebody's
right.
standing with you, but when you by yourself, that shit is hard. And
exactly.
I can understand how somebody can see that as a red flag.
Yeah. And you know what? The thing is that you have to understand that a person, see, this is where being a little open-minded and considering yourself comes into the picture when it deals with relationships, right? Everybody know everybody got their own, they habits, right? I'm emotional. Like, I'm an overthinker. So if somebody does something that's different, they move a little bit different, then my mind is going through all kind of motherfucking scenarios as to what didn't happen, right? You know, if I say something and maybe let's just say I say something and I don't get the response that I want, right? My mind, or the person's silent, or they don't acknowledge it, my mind goes into 1,000 different ways of what's going on, right? But at the end of the day, you have to understand that, you know what? Y'all ready to laugh? I just lost my whole train of thought. Lord have mercy. Jesus help me.
Listen. You know what we've noticed over the past few weeks? We got some red flags.
Let's talk about these red flags about me. I'm all for it. Let's go.
How about that?
You over here drinking hard liquor. Drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're
you older motherfuckers
know.
Watching.
You said what?
You hold the motherfucking hostage.
That's cool. Instead of you drinking, and then you losing whole thoughts in the middle of the sentence.
Yeah, I think I'm a no. That I believe that I'm inebriated at this point because I think I'm walking sideways.
But you've been inebriated over the course of the last month. This is the interview.
Oh, have I? Oh, shit. Have I?
No, I'll forget that night you was high as a motherfucking kite.
I was high as a kite. I smoked some weed. I ain't even gonna lie to you, but it helped me, and it helped my ankle feel better.
Wait a minute. Drink.
And it helped my ankle feel better.
It did. I wasn't hurting.
I told you she was high.
Man,
was doing a trick
there. I smoked me some weed, and I was.
So you, okay, Patisa, we don't know what kind of changes you go.
No, there ain't no changes.
I'm sure, right?
Yeah, and she was like, I'm this.
I'm good. So I have been having issues. You know, I had my surgery and I have those metal in my foot. So I have been having issues with my foot, like my ankle swelling, all this other shit. I think because I've been working out and doing all that shit, trying to, you know, get myself snatched and ready, right? So I have been experiencing this pain. And it's been cold, oh girl. So I was like, well, you know, they say, you know, out here in Arizona, medical marijuana is legal, right? It's legal. So I was like, hmm. So situation popped off.
I was like, hmm.
It gets messed up then.
Well, I said, I'm going to try it. And I did. And it was like, it instantly took my pain away. And I was good. And I was chill. And I was like, nothing was bothering me. And then, Imaj, you know, I kind of told you a little bit about the stuff that was going on, you know, within my household and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That shit has been stressing me the fuck out. So that's the only reason. Like, I'm still me. I'm still
Sarah.
I'm still Betty. What?
Hold on, Sarah. Hold on. So you said that in Arizona, medical marijuana is legal, right?
Right.
Did you get a prescription, or did you go to that nigga on the corner?
No, nigga. I got the plug on the dispensary.
Oh, so you didn't get a prescription?
Nah, I got the plug.
But you didn't so then that's illegal for you, nigga, because it ain't medicinal for you.
Now she doing illegal things. Not our Sarah with no H. Not her.
It's legal with a prescription. You didn't have a prescription, so it's illegal.
Okay, how many times have you took motherfucking ibuprofen from somebody else with their name on the motherfucking prescription bottle from Walgreens?
First of all, you'd have been, better off asking me how many times.
If I give Dre or Ron or you an ibuprofen because I got a headache, but the prescription from Walgreens say Medisa L. Kinslow, it's the same motherfucking thing.
It's not, because ibuprofen is not illegal. And I would go so far as to say that if you got a prescription for ibuprofen, you got a fucked up doctor, so you can get that shit over the counter.
Okay, well.
Shit is a little bit more stronger than that shit that's on the street. I'm sorry.
It is. Absolutely it is, honey. Mm-hmm, I know. Them pre-rolls. Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
She ain't rolling herself.
She
got the pre-roll.
You can mail some of that shit out here if you want to. You can mail some at your dispensary. You can do that if you want to. I'm not doing it. Don't. I'm just letting you know that you weren't as legal as you thought you were.
Yeah. No, but seriously, it was like the hookup, you know, because you can go in there with your card with the dispensary. So there was a, you know, got a plug. So it was just like, okay.
Well, you can't go in there with your card because obviously you ain't got one.
Somebody else went in with their card, and I reaped the benefits of knowing somebody who got a card.
Oh, so you're a
secondhand
drug user.
I'm going to get my own card. I can get it. Now, shut up, Ron.
Ron,
shut up.
Dude.
I hate him. That's what he's so dumb.
She got hand-me-down drugs.
Hand-me-down. Recyclables.
Recyclable
refresh. Recyclable refresh.
But Medisa, we noticed that you've been doing some stuff that you didn't normally do. And this experience is awesome.
Everybody say that. Everybody be saying stuff like that.
Like, multiple people have said this? Hmm.
Yeah, but y'all be that like, but see, this is the thing. I think I was a square. Like I feel like everybody thought I was like a square and a lane. But I really
wasn't no square. You was a star. A superstar.
Still am a superstar, but I'm just saying like
now
I'm
a shining star now.
I was smoking.
She was high like a star.
Right. Man, Ron, I gotta remember what episode that was. You gotta go back and listen to that shit. Cause all she kept saying was, "I'm chilling, I'm good." What are you talking about? It's your problem. Is you high? And I asked her. I said, "Are you high?" And she was like, "No."
I didn't want to tell y'all. I was like, I feel like I was telling my mom in there. Like, I don't know. I was afraid.
Oh, shit, that's funny. What did your zoo say? The fucking, the hamster, the squirrel, the rabbit, the monkey, the fucking dog. What did they do? Were they, you know what I'm saying? Were they acting strange around you?
No, both of the guinea, well, this is just a month, but both of months ago, both of the big guinea pigs died, and Maya, the girl rabbit, died.
Oh, God damn.
Y'all
out there killing the animals.
The animals died on their own. I ain't got nothing to do with that shit. They just died. I don't know. I think the guinea pigs only have like a 2-year life expectancy because they, you know, fat hamsters or funny looking ass hamsters. But yeah, the bunny died. She was 30. In rabbit years.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck is a rabbit
year? Rabbits, for every year that a rabbit, for every human year, is 10 years in rabbit years. You know how, like, every dog year, 7 dog years, 1 human year. So Maya was 30.
my bunny. She was 3 in our in he's 3 years old in human years, but 30 in rabbit years. And
rabbits only live 3 years old.
Oh, damn. No, it depends on the breed. Some of them could live to be 100. So
okay.
10 years.
So 10. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Well, Maya died. Well, we had to take her to the vet and have her euthanized. Yeah, it was sad, but now we just got the dog and the other little boy rabbit, so it's okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm sad now. I don't even fucking want to continue.
Don't be sad. It's all right. That's the guy ADHD, so, you know.
All right, so
down.
Let me ask you this. If a person, I'm so stupid. If a person murders all of their pets, is that a red flag?
If somebody was?
Murdered all
if somebody
pets,
was?
Yes, that is a red flag. They can't take care of no animals. I don't want to leave my dog with you. I will help you.
Are you trying to come for my family right now?
I will help you where you're saying. If I come home and I'm like, where's my bird? And then you're like, see, what happened was I left the window open and she froze. Now you're going to kill my bird. Now I will have to go. You up off the street. Like, you kill my
bird. Is this an episode of Martin?
You better play some blame on somebody and pray I don't get on your butt.
Oh my God, that's funny.
You killed my bird. Like, if I walk in and you trying to say that that's my chameleon and it's not, and we start singing O.R.T. Boy or some shit, no.
I'm done.
No, we're done. Like, you're not going to pick it and kill my animal and expect me not to show out on you. Bring me one of your animals. Let me murder him. Let you feel this pain.
Eye for eye.
Yep, animal for an animal.
It's some bullshit.
You kill my bird. You kill my bird. I'm going to cook your rabbit. How about that?
Damn, she done went fucking down. What's that movie?
Fatal
Attraction. Oh, God. Right, that's a real Fatal Glenn Close shit.
But yeah, you killed my bird. I mean, we're going to eat your rabbit. How about that? We have a rabbit.
My mama bird.
Yep.
Y'all got
my mama
issues.
Bird.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Y'all are crazy.
No. Good. Yeah, we reached 1203. But, sorry, I'm yawning. I've had a lot of yawn. Yep. Yep, sure did. Sure indeed.
But all right, hurry up. I got to get dressed and get out of here.
Are you going to the club? What you doing?
I ain't going to the club. I'm grown. I don't have to show you where I'm going. I don't think that's going to be your business.
Yeah. Okay. That's all right. We out of here then. Because Medisa's line doesn't drop. Okay. And she can't get back in.
On that
medical
weed. Out there on that medical.
Yeah.
She got that medical.
On that medical. Right there on that medical. I knew it was something fishy with that motherfucker.
We knew it. We knew it. Like, you know what I'm saying? What you doing? Yeah,
like, this nigga
sound
high.
As I say.
Yo, Ron, I'm going to get a chance to listen to that episode, boy. You're going to fall the fuck out there.
I got to remember.
I mean,
that was a couple of weeks ago.
She was talking so low. It sounded like a Jay-Z verse. You remember when Jay-Z started rapping? Like, he was like, please. She was talking like that. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, you stupid.
Yeah, man. Exactly what it was. Just talking slow. I'm just chilling.
Oh, shit. Sarah No H was H-I.
It's a moving cake. It's a kite. And lied about it on the air.
and lied about it. It was trying to front. No, I'm not high. Why would y'all say that?
Listen at you. You sound retarded. Why are you talking so long?
she was talking like Mace. That's what she sounded like, a Mace.
Now, we all know Mace got a little speech impediment and he's slow moving.
But what's your excuse, Jesus?
Exactly.
Oh,
shoot, like, what's your problem? Okay, so we're about to get on out of here. We'll be back here next week. Same time, same place, different shenanigans. Ron's about to go get these streets. I don't know where he's getting dressed and going at midnight, but be careful.
At midnight. Pick up the pieces.
Fine. Out of here. All right. Everybody say goodnight before I cue the white woman.
White woman, where are you?
I'm cueing her right now. Get out of here. Holler.
Later, people.
Later.